Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fake nice? But if you're nice to my face, that makes for a more civil society, and I vote for phoniness.
I disagree. Be real, people. I'm for realism.
This is why I bring this up. And by the way, shout out to my Minnetonka Rotarians. Oh, yeah.
How about a shout out to Rotarians?
Yes.
You know, honestly,
they are awesome.
Local business, we're owners and managers doing good in their community.
Absolutely.
We need more of that.
Love the Rotaries. So I agreed. Tom Langseth invited me out this morning to meet the Rotarians of Minnetonka out at Maynard's.
And you literally just walked in the door.
Tom, you'll be happy to know you made me very late for the show. There was a crash on 394. I hope everyone's okay. By the way, thank God I made it for the show. But somebody asked me, and this sparks my Winging It Wednesday. Somebody asked me at the Rotary meeting. He said he has friends and people who live in New Jersey. He said, are Minnesotans really nice, or are we just passive aggressive nice out here as versus East Coast? My answer to him was both. Yes, you're passive aggressive because you don't want to say the outright mean thing that you might be thinking, but you are truly nicer. So then Adam Carter was questioning me about this, as I know it's winging it, but I didn't tell him exactly what I was going to say, but we were talking about this, and he said, wait a minute, but we could be nice to your face and talk behind your back. And I said, I'm fine with that. Because here's the deal. Most people, I don't really care what they think about me. I shouldn't, right? What they think of me is none of my business. But if they're nice to my face, if they're nice to everybody's face, even if it's fake, I think that makes for a better society. A kinder, gentler nation where people walk around with a smile on their face, even if they don't truly mean it. And I will take that over my crabby New Jersey resting bitch face day long.
You're from New Jersey?
Yeah. That's what I mean. We're angry. I don't know why we're angry.
I don't think you're angry. No, you're not angry. You're real. You're real. You're assertive. That's different than being a jerk. And that's why Minnesotans are so taken aback by it. And we're speaking generally, you know,
of course.
Minnesota nice.
Yes.
This is a regional thing, right? It's the Midwestern sensibilities where it's like, oh, yeah, you don't want to be too assertive. Yes, be assertive. I want a real country. The problem with so many problems in this country and around the world are people not hearing the truth. Oh. How many times if people actually got the truth, would they become better people or do better things? That's why how many people get away with so much stuff because nobody's there to say, hey, dude, you're being an ass or this is the wrong thing to do. No, we go, oh, sure. We don't want to upset the apple cart. So we just go along with it. Be real. And I think you're confusing the fact that you think a phony happiness or the opposite end of that is being a jerk. No. There's a big medium, and that's just being a real person. And yes, yeah, nobody wants somebody walking around who's a constant jerk to everybody. But you know what? That's them, and I can choose not to. I can choose to avoid that. Mm-hmm. But that's different than just being assertive. And I speak as someone who is one of my major character flaws is not being assertive enough. And I attribute that to growing up in this area where it's just we're so timid to do anything assertively, where you go ahead, and yes, that is courteous at times, but there's other times, you know what, screw it. I'm getting in line. I'm being assertive, and I'm not being a jerk. I'm just I want this, or I'm telling you the truth. Wouldn't this world be so much better if we just told each other the truth about things?
And
there's a difference to saying, you know, man, you're fat.
Okay, well, let me
Or
give you
like,
an example.
Hey, well, you know, you could probably stand to lose it.
My sister was visiting me at my house, and she still lives on Long Island. So she's at the house, and my kids were all sitting around on the couches, and we're just chatting it up. And they had gone to a family wedding that I didn't go to. I was in Minnesota. I was probably sick. You know, I didn't go to this family wedding. It was a second cousin or something like that. And I said, so how did the bride, you know, how did the bride look? I want to hear about the dress,
sure.
Right? Deb looks at me and she goes, oh, she's huge.
Right.
And my kids roared laughing. But honestly, like, I don't know the bride, so I didn't know if she was an obese person. But it made us laugh. And I looked at her. I go, Deb, she goes, well, you asked. And okay, but isn't that just being mean?
Well, there's a Couldn't difference.
Couldn't she have said, like, you know, she looked good for her.
No.
Isn't there a better way to do that than being honest?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
She was huge, by the way.
But, you know, you don't say, oh, God, you look terrible. But it's like we all can see through that. I think going about life and everybody, oh, yes, oh, this is perfect, you're great, you know, that doesn't do anything to help us as individuals. Because then we're like, oh, yeah. You know, I am great, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have any problems.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's a realism here.
I definitely think there's a line. Because I told the folks at the Rotary Club, and by the way, Tom is texting me. He goes, sure, sorry you were late. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you and Pam and listening. I wasn't late. I made it on time for the show, thank God. And I hope everybody who got in a crash this morning, we can talk about that later, is safe. But in civil society, like, and I'm talking about surface interactions. Mm-hmm. The lady at the grocery store. Maybe even the zipper merge, even though I know we should probably all zipper merge. We shouldn't get in line. Okay, go ahead. Do you want to?
I think the zipper merge is the perfect example of how being too nice and too accommodating is actually a detriment to society. Take the zipper merge. We get in line. And we're like, oh, you got to get in line. That's the nice, polite way to do. And then we look at people who are actually doing it the right way, using the other lane to get up there and merge together one car at a time. That's the way to do things. But we look at those people. Oh, look at that jerk zipping up there. No, that jerk is doing it the right way.
Yeah, he is doing it the right way. Okay, so maybe the zipper merge isn't the best example. But I don't know. Like when you're online at a grocery store, somebody tries to cut in front of you. I mean, in Minnesota, you would say like, oh, okay, I was standing. You don't say I was standing. You just let that person go.
That's it. But sometimes you need to be, then you feel like that's my problem. It's like more often than not. And you don't have to like be confrontational. You say, excuse me. Yeah, I was waiting here. Oh, you know, and if that person, now a true jerk would say, oh, I don't care. I'm in front of you. I mean, yeah, that's a a-hole move. But,
yeah.
But being assertive, it's like how many times have you been there and like you don't know, oh, who's next? Who's next? Just walk up
just
and get
go.
In line.
Yeah,
right.
Just go. Yeah. Okay. That's totally fair. Totally fair. But I noticed this when my husband started coming home with me. My husband is raised in St. Louis Park here in Minnesota. But when he started coming home with me and he said, your family talks so rude to each other. And what? I was like, oh,
no,
that's not. That's just being real.
Right.
I said, that's how we communicate. That's how we communicate. It's just, but he's right. Because once he pointed it out to me, somebody from the outside, then I started really listening to how we were communicating. Mm-hmm. And I thought, we could be nicer. We could be kinder to each other. And I don't. Yes, maybe it's geographic, but I think if we work at it, we could be kinder to each other. And because we're living in a world that is really a hard place to be living right
Correct.
Now, kindness and empathy and letting somebody
True.
Go first and patience have, if they were ever tenants of our society, they have really fallen by the wayside or have been reduced in value. And I think I said to the Rotarians this morning, you guys made me nicer. Being in Minnesota made me nicer. I don't always have to be the first one in line. I don't have to cut that guy off to get to my work faster. They have, and Mark pointing out how curtly my siblings and I speak to each other. We're, of course, respectful to our parents.
Sure.
But I thought, he's right. I could be nicer. And I would rather live in a world where people are a little nicer, even if it's a little, like I said, more phony. See. I guess I'm accepting. It's funny that you and I have different stances
I
on
know.
This. You know,
I think we're both rejecting our own upbringing.
Maybe that's it.
Where it's like, I wish I could be like that. And again, not being a jerk. I mean, there's a difference between just being assertive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes. No, it doesn't mean you go around and just tell the absolute you're fat, you're ugly, and that's right. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in that in somebody actually asking you, and we're just, you know, oh yeah, everything's great, no problem. Mm-hmm. When, but I agree with you on the empathy thing. I mean, there's a serious lack of empathy here, and that is being a jerk and an a-hole, and that's there's a big difference. Let's go to the phone lines. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Marlene is called in. Hi, Marlene. Go ahead.
Hi, Adam and Jordana. Thanks for taking my call. I have just a funny little story I wanted to share. I was at our local Walmart a while ago. I was standing in line, and I had a whole shopping cart full of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. And there was a gentleman behind me that just had, like, one of these rubber totes, you know, that you store stuff in, and he was standing there with just this one thing. And I said to him, you know what, you just have one thing. Why don't you jump ahead of me? And he didn't say anything, so I just pulled, you know, pulled back, and he walked ahead of me. He puts his tote up on the belt for the cashier to start scanning. In that tote, he had, and I counted them, 60 items. 60.
That's a lot of items in a tote.
The cash. Well, and they were all small things, like, you know, little kids' jewelries and clothes and little gadgets and this and that. And I stood there and I counted them. There were 60. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I was so nice to this person because I thought they had one person or one item, but he did not tell me, no, my tote is full of items. And I mean, really, that teaches me, well, why would I let someone go ahead of me?
Yeah.
You know, I just, that was just really rude to me, and I just wanted to share that. I mean, I can laugh about it now, but at the time I was irritated, so.
All right, Marlene, thanks. Sounds like you got some kids to take care of.
I know. Say hi to those babies.
Yes, I mean, people are going to take advantage, again, too, people take advantage.
Well, that guy was a jerk. Yeah, he was obviously. He should have said, oh, no, my tote's full of stuff.
Right.
I mean, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
And but honestly, like, how many times, right, if you're in the Costco line or you need one thing, wouldn't you just love for somebody to be like, oh, go ahead, you only have one thing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They have a cart full. It's like, well, she is nice.
Yeah.
She is a nice person.
Right.
I don't know that would have ever crossed my mind until I moved here.
Really?
Yeah. Letting somebody go in front of me.
But again, there's nothing wrong with that, though, if you don't, because you know what? You're in line first. You know, you can't take offense to that.
Okay.
And, but again, yeah, like.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yes, I mean, is that a courteous? Absolutely. And I'm not saying don't be courteous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, there are times where the fallback is, and then we get screwed on it, and then we can, you know, get upset and talk about somebody behind their back. Like, if you're going to do that anyway, just, you know, be real with me, you know, that I know where I'm coming from, right? 651-461-9226. Lots of texts. Would love more calls on this, too.
Yeah. We'll continue the conversation. Yeah. I say, I don't care if you're phony, if you're nice to me, I'm good. Adam says, be real. More next.
Just a couple of texts to react. So Jordana spoke at a Rotary this morning, and somebody asked her, being
the Minnetonka
from New Jersey,
Rotarians.
The Minnetonka
Hi, guys.
Rotarians. Mm-hmm. That is it true that is Minnesota Nice a real thing? As opposed, what
yeah,
was
as opposed
the question?
To, the question was: are we Minnesota Nice or are we just passive aggressive versus East Coast? You know, and my question is: you are nicer than when I grew up. There was no, like, you know, we weren't always like waving to the neighbors, and we weren't always just nice. We weren't letting people get in front of us in line. You know, everybody is zipper merging at the point of merge, you know, cutting each other off. Like, I do think you're nicer here, and I credit Minnesota with making me nicer. That's not to say I'm nice, but you have made me nicer than I was.
Well, that's, are you truly nicer or are you just faking it?
No, I'm definitely nicer because, you guys have taught me to be. But what my point was also that I am okay with you being fake nice to me. I'm okay with you waving and smiling or being nice to me, even if you don't care about me or you don't like me, because I think that creates a more civilized, welcoming society instead of walking around with sort of like an angry face or just, you know, not even trying to be welcoming or nice to people.
Yeah, I'm not saying totally eliminate like the, hey, how are you? But I, to me, it's like being real. Mm-hmm. And again, there's a difference between just being a real person who maybe is not that way and being a true jerk and mm-hmm. like an antisocial person. And I just, I'd appreciate more realism. Like, just be real with mm-hmm. me, you know?
Maybe that's why you like me.
Here's a text. I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
As a Minnesotan who lived in Boston for 10 years, the East Coast anger face is also a mask, like your smile face. Pick your poison. Interesting. Okay. Someone said a couple of points to make. You find truth inside oneself. If we stop looking for other so-called leaders to shape our perception or just a cog in a machine. Secondly, the last thing we need is more fake in inauthentic personality types in this country. That mm-hmm. is what is dividing us from connecting on a larger scale. And lastly, Adam mentioning that Jordana is angry but rather real. Give that guy a raise. You have work in politics if the radio thing doesn't work out. Oh, so you,
no,
okay,
I don't.
You said I'm real instead of
I don't.
Angry. I mean, those are good points. And I'm not even talking on the greater scale, like politicians. I get politicians are fake. And if their lips are moving, they're lying. Okay, all of that. I'm just talking about interactions in everyday life. And I remember I told this story to the Rotarians. And by the way, Tom is reminding me that it's Excelsior Morning Rotary. I'm sorry. I was saying Minnetonka just because it was Maynard's. I'm sorry. Excelsior Rotarians. I apologize. Morning Rotarians.
Don't screw up the Rotarians. I'm very offended.
I said, like, when I first moved here, my mom came with me. And Pam Green, I hope you're not listening because I'm totally going to out you right now. We were at the grocery and at the Byerly's. And the lady who's checking us out was chatting us up.
Mm-hmm.
And this confused my mother. Again, lifelong New Yorker, moved to New Jersey when she married my dad. Like, she actually looked at me and said, like, why is she talking to us?
Why is she talking to us? Yeah.
And I'm like, can you please be a person, Mom?
Yeah.
Please be a nice. And I said, because she's nice. And like my mom didn't understand because her job was to check out the groceries. Ours was to bag them up. And like this is an interaction. This mm-hmm. isn't like a time for chit chat. So I said, I live here now and you need to be nice. And I was a news anchor. I'm like, you need to be nice to these people, even if you have to fake it.
Yeah. Because you know? They'll look at me on TV and go, oh, that woman, she's a. You think she's bad? You see her mom.
Your mom.
My God.
Sorry, Pam Green. Had to out you. But yeah, that is a story that's real. That's real.
But there's a perfect example. Now, if somebody is genuine and like a chatty person, what a great job for them. So they can say hi.
Yes.
But like, don't judge me if I'm like, I just want to get about my day. Or if I'm the cashier who says, yes. I mean, we've all had examples mm-hmm. of cashiers who are like, hey, you know, you can enjoy your job a little bit more. You mm-hmm. are in, you know, you are interacting with customers. I mean, that's mm-hmm. different, though. Like, if you have a job where it is your job to do that,
mm-hmm.
like, that is a requirement. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, be, like, being on the radio, there's some days where I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever. But where I have to come in and I can't just be like, I'm not talking today. I'm mad and I can't.
Nobody
talk.
Wants to hear that, Adam.
And nobody
That's
wants
your
to.
Job.
Or, well, they do want to hear it, though. I want to be real. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying is, I'm not going to come in here and just. Not talk. I mean, like, I have to force myself to talk. And some days I might be in a bad mood. Some days I might be in a good mood, and that might come across with how I'm talking on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I want to be a real person on the radio. I don't want to come in here every day and just pretend like the world is a great place.
Yeah, that'd be boring
radio. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we get texts like, oh, you know, stop being negative. You know, it's half of it's tongue-in-cheek, a little peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
But B, I don't want to come in here and just, like, if the world is burning around me, just, everything is great, and by gosh, mm-hmm. let's talk about, you know, little puppies on the radio today. No, this is a real radio show where we talk about real things.
We do. Someone says, how Minnesotans react to people from other areas of the country are to be more assertive and more outwardly honest. It's always a bit funny to me, this texter writes. I worked at Home Depot in Fargo, and my manager was from upstate New York. The turnover was high because people thought he was rude.
Yeah.
He was just matter of fact in how he spoke.
Right.
His 8 years in the Navy probably added to that as well. And
trust me.
Yes.
And you know what? That affects people. Like, if... I've worked with people. Like, I remember one of my first radio jobs. There was a guy from New York who came in, and he just dealt, and and he didn't last long because, like, and he wasn't like a jerk. It was just like it was so abrupt with how different than mm-hmm. everybody else acted, and that affected his job. So mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, I know that it's more than just how people interact. It can actually affect how your role in your job if you're that much of a different personality mm-hmm. than what we're used to. Here's a great line before you go. You don't have to be nice to me. Just don't be a Richard. That's my point.
Maybe that's how I feel.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's how I feel.
And I think there's a
don't be a jerk.
Yeah. You're the, mm-hmm. the which I was saying to you. There's a lot more area than just being phony nice and being a total bleep hole.
Mm-hmm.
There are other. There's a lot of middle ground. Right?
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that. But again, thank you, Minnesota. I think you have made me nice. You've opened up my eyes to the fact that you don't have to walk around with that face all the time and, you know, flip people off when they cut you off. It's okay to just breathe.
Try being an introvert working in a social industry in the state of Minnesota. Some days I come home from work and feel like I just need to sleep for 3 weeks to recover.
You know what? I feel bad for introverts that way.
I totally get it.
I do. Being a person in the world is hard sometimes.
Yeah. I think we can all agree on that. All right, 9:31, it's my winging it. You don't want to miss this. Get the quiz music. Get the right and wrong buzzers ready to go.
Uh-oh.
How much does Jordana Green know about her co-host?
Ooh.
I'm putting her to the test next on CCO. Okay, we've gotten over the fact that you and I come from differing parts of the country with different sensibilities on what we perceive as nice and not nice. But how well, Jordana Green, do you really know me?
How confident are you
that you know me well?
One of the Excelsior Rotarians said he was a gusty like you.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's it like to work with Adam Carter? And I said, he's a real ass.
Yes.
And everybody laughed. And that was the answer.
You should have said, you could have really started something like, okay, this can't leave the room. But he's a horrible anti-Semite.
Runs a pedophile ring.
He's racist. He's secretly
totally.
A white supremacist.
He should have. You will not replace me, Jordana.
All right. Do we have the quiz music, DJ?
I'm nervous.
Okay. This is a quiz. How well do you know Adam Carter?
I'm nervous.
This is my winging it today. Well, you know this one because you just mentioned it. But so the layup starts early. Where did I go to college?
Gustavus Adolphus.
Okay.
Are you called the Gusties?
Correct.
What is a Gustie? Is it a wind?
That's what I always assumed because it's up on a hill in St. Peter and it's quite windy there all the time.
It's a cool logo, like a wind, like a
lion. Well, lion. They have a lion as the mascot.
Yeah, okay.
Here's another next question, though. And you can either answer these. I do have multiple choice if you need.
Oh, okay. I might need it.
Where did I go for my freshman year of college?
I need multiple choice.
Gustavus, Mankato State, University of Minnesota, or the University of Minnesota Duluth?
Gustavus. Really?
University of Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah. Okay, so why did you switch? Do you not want to be in Duluth?
Legal problems?
Was it that?
No, I went to Duluth.
Too many parking tickets?
To play football, and I lived off campus, which is a major mistake because I went with a friend whose buddy owned a house there. And so I didn't have a car, which was absurd. Like, I can't believe somebody didn't tell me, hey, you can't live this far off campus and not have a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But great town. I still love Duluth, but yeah, one and done for
at UMD. I did not know that about you.
Yep. Why would you?
Okay.
Well, you should have, but.
I should have. My goodness.
All right. This is a multiple choice. Which of the following sports did I not play in high school?
David's rolling his eyes already.
What?
Why are
you rolling your eyes?
Come on.
I'm not. I'm just listening.
Come on, football guy.
Baseball, football. Wrestling or hockey? Which of those following sports did I not play?
You did not play baseball.
Wrestling.
Wait, can I get a lifeline to Cheryl Carter?
Yeah, no.
Does Jen know this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, what did you not play?
Hockey? Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
I did not wrestle.
Okay.
Even though
totally
the wrestling coach always
wanted
me to be a wrestler, and I didn't want to do it.
I could totally see you as a strong. Yeah.
Roll around with guys.
Okay.
My uncle Jim played professional football. Mm-hmm. Which team did he play for?
Green Bay, I believe.
Yeah, very good.
I didn't even need the multiple choice.
Yeah. Do you know
either the Vikings or Green Bay?
Do you know what the Green Bay nickname is?
Packers.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
I knew that. Yeah.
All right. You're doing very well so far.
Well,
I must admit.
Yeah.
Two for four. Yeah. Is that it? He's keeping track. You get a hat, by the way, if you get more than six. What is my wife's name?
Jen. Oh, my God. I even know the first wife. So I got both of the wives. Yes. Do I get extra props for Heidi?
Yes.
Okay.
what version of Jennifer does my wife would cringe if you called her?
Jenny.
Yes.
I would cringe calling her that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is my mom's name?
Cheryl Carter.
Very good. Mm-hmm. What is my sister's name?
I'm so sorry. I know a lot about your sister. Oh, my gosh. Give me multiple choice.
Laura, Anne, Monica, or Sarah?
I'm going to go with Laura. Really?
Sarah.
I should have known that. Sarah, I am so sorry,
oh, she's
Sarah.
She's so offended, too. She's
I know.
Devastated.
I feel like I know a lot about her, and I'm so sorry, Sarah. I apologize.
I suffered a significant injury in 1994. What was it?
Is this the football injury that we
It was a football
about?
Injury. I don't moan about it. It wasn't like, it could have happened anywhere, though.
I'm going to say it was a knee injury.
Well, you want multiple choice?
Okay,
just,
hit me, yeah.
Torn ACL, a ruptured Achilles tendon, compound fracture of the tibia, or a ruptured testicle.
Okay, I'm not going to go with the testicle.
It happened to one of the Wild players.
I'm going to go the tibia. Really? Was it the torn ACL?
Achilles.
Oh, okay. Ruptured I was Achilles way off tendon. There. Okay, I was way off. Wow, that's a really painful one.
Oh,
did you hear
horrible.
The pop?
I didn't hear the pop. It felt like somebody kicked me in the leg, and I rolled over, and there was nobody behind me, and then my leg was on fire. And
oh, my God.
Which is weird because I just was watching Kirk Cousins. He did it last year playing for the Vikings, and he said he barely felt it and just thought it was a little pop in his ankle, and then suddenly couldn't feel his heel. And I was like, boy, I had a vastly different experience. Yeah, it was not good. I don't
awful.
Recommend it.
Yeah, when you talk about football, I just gloss over.
Okay. My first radio job was in what state?
I think it was Iowa.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yes, very good.
Yeah. Tama, Iowa?
Tama.
Tama. There you go.
Yeah.
Tama, Toledo, the twin cities of Iowa.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Where,
what brought this on? Why am I taking this out of
I don't
Carter?
Know. I just was driving it, you know, it's winging it. I'm thinking, does she know or does she really know a lot about me?
I think Adam is self-conscious about himself, and
Totally.
Really?
I just like, you know.
No, okay, go ahead. Hit me.
What is my astrological sign?
Oh, see, I'm not going to be able to match up the sign, but this means that I have to know your birthday.
Do you know my birthday?
I don't. I feel like I know Jen's. But I don't necessarily.
What's Jen's birthday?
Isn't it January?
No, I'm January.
Oh.
31st.
Then is she November?
She's July.
Oh, I
very
totally
close.
Screwed that up. You're January. I knew there was a January in there somewhere. Okay, sorry about that. January 31st.
Yep. Aquarius.
I wouldn't have known that.
Where did Jen and I get married?
Vegas.
Yes, very good.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Don't look on the text line because somebody put this on the text line.
I don't have it.
What is my middle name?
Robert.
Yes, very good.
I don't know how I knew that.
But it came to you. It was amazing. And right at the dramatic part of the music,
too. And I did not look at the
that was like
because when Adam's in Carter is in trouble after noon.
Yes.
Adam Robert Carter.
Mr. Hartman calls him that.
Yeah. That's right.
Is your dad's name Jim, or is that your uncle?
That was my uncle. My dad was Robert.
Robert. That's what. Okay.
Robert
Jr. Maybe
Jr.
that's why I
my
remember
grandpa
that.
Was too.
That's in my head.
Lastly,
oh, so are you the third?
No,
Adam Robert.
I would have
been
if it would have been
Robert
Carter
yes.
the third. Thankfully, I'm not.
Okay.
If you get this one, what is my shoe size? No. If any idea.
I know your daughter's shoe size.
That's right.
an 11.
No, 12.
Okay.
And yes, it's true what they say.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like
you did pretty good. No, I thought you
epically.
Did a lot. No, you did a lot better than I thought you would.
Then we might have to have a Jordana Green quiz.
Yeah.
Get to know. Usually when we get a new producer, I'll do the, you know, David, if somebody's filling in for you, we'll do the get to know.
Oh, yeah.
The producer. I did that with Josh. And I think I did that with, who was our last producer? Wes is his name.
Wes.
You mean Ryan?
I mean Ryan.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, we did that also. Get to know them. I feel like we have to get to know them. See,
Alex. We had Alex too for a little while.
A couple.
You were about 55% there, so just over half. That's still an F.
An F. I know.
No.
I failed on my winging it. Well, I didn't have the text line up because I didn't
didn't want anybody.
I didn't want to cheat. Yeah. No.
Somebody says Gustavus is built on a bluff, not a hill. Also, not only is it built on a bluff, but it's operated on the same principle. Hey.
Very funny. Yeah. Joe, wrestling and hockey are the same season. Come on. You know what's interesting about that is that in New Jersey we don't have hockey. Well, in my I know this is insane to Minnesotans. I know this is craziness, but
because there's hockey's very popular on the East Coast.
But it wasn't when it wasn't like in a regular public school environment. We didn't have access to ice time. Hockey, friends, is also a very expensive sport.
Yes, it is.
When you grew up in regular New Jersey, you don't have access to all those pads and all of the skates and every year getting new equipment when you're growing. Like, hockey wasn't a thing for us. There was only wrestling.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody that played hockey growing up.
947, bravo. Very good.
Oh, mediocre.
Good job.
Mediocre.
We'll be back after this on CCO. 952, that is your Linda's construction time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing, 50% off insulation labor. Bill from Rochester says, please tell the idiots to put their lights on. Well, Bill, if you call them idiots, that's not a good way to encourage people to turn your lights on.
He wasn't talking to us? Okay, I just learned something.
Look at the snow globe.
I learned that hockey sticks are very expensive.
Welcome to the world. You had no idea about that?
Someone said, what makes you and Adam a good team together? And I said actually nice things about you. I said, we really trust each other. I said, but we're also very different. I said, sometimes Adam says words and I don't know what they are. They're usually bait-related words, so how would I know what they are? But this is one of those times where I feel like worlds are colliding.
Yeah. Oh, I got a good story for you, too.
How much does a hockey stick cost?
$250 to $400.
Stop it.
And they break quite
easily.
Stop
it, America.
You do get 30 days, but Ryan, almost without fail, breaks his stick on the 31st day and you can't return it.
Stop it. I don't know why they're so expensive. Isn't it a piece of wood?
No, it's compound. It's like a fabric.
It's plastic.
I should know.
It's not wood, it's like graphite.
It's like graphite.
Oh, okay. Like tennis rackets or something. I almost choked when, you know, you have to buy bats for the kids. Maddox played baseball for a little bit and then, you know, realized he was Jewish and was not going to play major league sports. So, you know, we were done with that. But the bats are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
The bats are, you know, you could get a bat for $90 or whatever, but $300 for, and you need two sticks?
Yeah, if you break one, you need another one.
This is why people can't afford to retire, friends. It's our kids' sports.
Well, that's just a fraction of it. I mean, the equipment's one thing. It's the year-round commitment to camps, to club teams that also – and that's every sport now. It's like if you have a kid and they like that sport and you think they're going to do well.
Dance is expensive.
Damn, of course, that they're going to have to do it all year long. So that means clubs – I mean, that's
I'm surprised.
One of the areas that America is so far out of whack is youth sports. And that's why, I feel that's why parents act like jerks, because they're so financially invested in it now that they feel like more of an urgency or more of a permission to act like that. You know, because there's going to be a college scholarship at the end of this. And when in fact,
still
for a fraction of the people there will be. It's crazy, and like most of the true sports people I know, whether they're coaches or coaches, they shake their head at it. And it's like, what has happened to the well-rounded athlete who plays three different sports or two different sports? You know, now it's like, well, no, it's, and God bless Ryan, he still plays three, but it's constant, and even hockey is all year long, Pretty much. I mean, you're playing in the summer, too. So you're playing in the winter. I mean, the winter, it starts, you know, in October and goes till March. So, but then, then you're playing summer hockey somewhere.
So then only one sport, though, right?
No, he still plays baseball.
Oh, he does.
And football. But, yeah,
Someone said I played hockey in high school in 78 to 80. Christian Brothers sticks cost us $3.
Yeah, I think they were like 25 probably when coming up. You know, they were wooden, like a Sherwood or a Christian stick, which were good.
You guys, I'm really surprised. Like, I feel guilty about having a $200 Hanukkah budget. And now I'm learning that people are paying $400 for helmets and $700 for sticks. Where do you guys have all this money?
Don't ask me.
I'm amazed by this. David, you're lucky you have girls, although they might get into dance, and dance is super expensive.
Hockey. That's expensive, too.
Dance is expensive.
It makes me think they should just, like, they should start a league where everything's standard issue. Hey, we're all playing with old clunky wooden sticks, and that's just what we're doing, and they cost 25 bucks each. Because those sticks still exist. They're just not as like light and perfect and whatever.
But those should be the school leagues. Like, when we played school sports, we played with
school
equipment.
Yes.
School
equipment,
of course.
Still, I mean, there is certain things you still get when you join school hockey, but still most of the equipment now is your own. Certainly not sticks. They're not.
Yeah. They're not giving out sticks.
No.
See, I learned something on this show. Thank you very much. I feel like such a newbie.
A quick story about how we've rubbed off on each other. That a dance competition last night, the girls came up before, you know, they do their marking, it's called, and Sig came up and she was fanning herself. I'm like, I looked at her and said, oh, you're schwitzing.
Yes.
And she looks at me, she goes, what?
Yes.
And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Love it.
I know. We got quick ticks coming up.
The most popular cat name in the Twin Cities will surprise you, I'm sure, and junk fees at restaurants will be a thing of the past here in Minnesota. Hallelujah. That's coming up next in Quick Takes.